Welcome to the Sassy Creative Podcast. I'm your host, Katherine Hampton. I started my own handmade business as a hobby in 2013. After hours and hours of research and trial and error, I was able to grow my own handmade business from a hobby into a full-time income that now supports my family. My goal is to help you implement those same strategies that I use in my business so that you can skip the stress and get straight to success. Now let's get started. Hello, welcome to the Sassy Creative. I'm your host, Katherine Hampton. Today I'm going to discuss a few ways to save on your shipping cost. Now, when you sell online, a major business expense, you know, that we all have to contend with is shipping, and cutting cost is definitely the name of the game. So today I want to share ways that I've found along the way to keep my shipping cost as low as possible, especially as, you know, shipping fees continue to just go up and up. So now I do want to say up front that this episode's not going to cover free shipping and how to incorporate that or even touch on the debate about whether you should do that or not. I'm specifically going to discuss or focus on shipping costs from the seller's perspective. So the first thing I want to talk about is the actual cost of the labels. Most of us ship via USPS, so the United States Postal Service, but I find a lot of new sellers don't know that you don't have to actually go to the post office to purchase the shipping labels. Not buying that label through the post office is a huge money saver just right off the bat. So if you don't buy postage through the post office, where do you get it? Well, there are a few options. You can buy the postage directly through the platform that you're selling on, so like Etsy or Amazon Handmade. You can also purchase the labels through PayPal or companies like Pirate Ship or ShipStation. Now, each of these companies, they have negotiated prices that are going to be lower than buying at the counter at USPS. For Etsy labels, I do recommend using Pirate Ship or ShipStation. Now, personally, on Amazon, due to the volume that I sell, I'm okay with paying that extra few cents per label because Amazon will reimburse any order that a customer, you know, they say was delivered but they didn't get it. Or if a customer wants a refund because the order got delayed, you just have to ship it on time. So by your promised shipment date, and you use their shipping services, then they'll refund it. So due to the volume that I sell on Amazon Handmade and the number of Amazon customers who, for some reason, seem to not be able to locate their orders right away, that few extra cents, you know, per label is worth that peace of mind. You just have to decide what's best for you and your bottom line in your business, but there are better options than buying directly from USPS. Plus, that saves you a trip from having to go to the counter. Now, while we're on the topic of USPS, let's talk about flat rate shipping. If you ship larger items or really anything that's over a pound, it may be beneficial to look into their flat rate options. You get a discounted price for using their flat rate option, and you also get the free boxes or the envelopes, which is also going to help decrease your shipping costs as well. And as a double bonus, you can order them on the USPS website and have them shipped to you for free. So that's kind of like a triple win. Then you get it all taken care of at once. Now, I don't know about you, but, you know, fine-tuning your shipping costs, it's going to take a lot of work. So I'm always happy to find things that decrease the cost and decrease stress. So even something as simple as being able to order boxes online and not have to pay for them, and the mailman drops them off at the door when he's dropping off my other packages, that's, you know, something that I appreciate immensely. So it's just something to think about. So we've covered the shipping label costs. Now, what about the actual shipping materials? So in the past, I would recommend that new sellers start by using, you know, like recycled boxes or something from your friends if they have boxes that you might be able to use for free. But in our current times, if you do use recycled boxes, you need to make sure that you are putting a disclosure in your shop, letting customers know that, you know, they are getting a recycled box so they can make a decision about their level of comfort with that. People are looking for things to be very sterile and clean. Not saying that using a recycled box is not clean, but we all are about perception and customer comfort. So just keep that in mind. Honestly, though, buying professional looking boxes or rigid mailers or poly mailers, it doesn't have to be expensive. So my packaging includes a rigid mailer, an instruction sheet, a thank you card, and a kit for the buyer to install their order. And the entire cost is less than 60 cents. So you just have to do your research to find the products. You may have to buy things in bulk to get a cheaper price. And I do understand that when you're just starting out, you may not be able to afford to buy in bulk or as big of a bulk to get, you know, that bigger discount. But this is, you know, something that you can work towards. The place that I've found, you know, to just be like a jackpot for inexpensive shipping materials is eBay. You just kind of have to look at their reviews and make sure that they're a legit company and not somebody that's just popped up. So you do have to do a little bit of research. Now, I have my main distributor and a backup distributor just in case something is out of stock. So that's really come in handy with, you know, so many warehouses being shut down or out of stock with this whole pandemic or not having as many employees, so things are taking longer. So it's always important to have, you know, your main distributor and a backup or even a backup to your backup. So other good websites for shipping supplies are places like UPack and Ship or Mailers USA. I know a lot of people use Uline, but they are like my backup to my backup to my backup because their shipping costs are so high that they're usually not very cost effective. So that's just, you know, my opinion on that. Now, I want you to also keep in mind that by using, you know, these more professional looking shipping materials, this creates, you know, maybe like a fancier, if you will, experience for your customers than if you're using the recycled boxes that I mentioned earlier. And a lot of what we do as sellers revolves around the emotions and that experience that we evoke in our customers. And the packaging may not seem important, but it really is. If you receive something in the mail that looks professionally wrapped, you're already going to have a higher impression of what's inside the box. So that's something to think about. Now, don't get me wrong, I recycle boxes and I think that it's a good thing, but I use them to, you know, wrap gifts for my family members and things like that, not for orders. So it's just something to think about. Now that we've discussed the shipping costs and potential cost savers, you have to make sure that you are charging enough so that the shipping costs are are not causing you to take a loss on your sales. Customers should be paying for the shipping, not the seller. Now, whether that means you figure the cost into your product price or you charge the shipping costs separately, it all needs to be factored into your cost of doing business. It's just super important that you keep an eye on how much you are paying for everything. I mean, down to the tissue paper that you put on the top of your order so that you're making sure that you're recouping that cost and your sell price to the customer. Now, for Etsy specifically, there are a couple of ways that you can do this. You can set up a flat rate cost that the customer is charged no matter, you know, what the weight, and the other option is calculated shipping. These settings that I'm talking about, I know you can't see me because we're on a podcast, but you can find the settings in your shipping settings when you create a shipping profile for your listings. Now, personally, I've had better success with the flat rate cost because my customers tend to buy multiples of things and the calculated shipping just, it kept charging them just crazy amounts, or it would, if it was from one section to another, it would charge them the full price of shipping multiple times. And then I was having to spend extra time refunding these shipping overages, or people would email me and ask me if it was really going to be $25. And so anyways, I just went to Flat Rate Shipping. Now, I've been told that they have since worked all those kinks out, but my current settings are working. So if it ain't broke, I'm not fixing it. But those are your options with Etsy. So let's recap the highlights to make sure you aren't wasting money. The number one thing is to not buy shipping labels directly at the post office. Switching from buying at the counter to buying through Pirate Ship or PayPal even will save money right off the bat. If you ship larger items, flat rate boxes and envelopes, which are free, may also be a money-saving option for you. And purchasing from vendors on eBay has been my best bet, with inexpensive boxes and envelopes that make the presentation to the customer look much more professional. But there's other great sites like UPack and Ship and Mailers USA are cheaper than buying supplies at places like Walmart or Office Depot. Now, if you can buy the supplies in bulk, you may be able to save, you know, a little bit more money. And finally, it's important to make sure that you're charging enough for your products to cover the cost so that you aren't losing money every time you ship something. I know that learning how to ship can be daunting if you aren't used to dealing with it, but hopefully this episode has helped you come up with a few ways to make it easier. If you have any questions or money-saving tips of your own, I would love to hear from you on Facebook or Instagram, and I will talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you so much for joining me today. Now, it's no secret that starting a business can be super overwhelming. I appreciate that you trust me enough to listen to my advice, and I want to help you on your path to success. If you would like to receive more tips and strategies from me straight to your inbox, I would love for you to become a business bestie at bit.ly/sassybesties, and it's completely free to join. Please don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. I will talk to you next time. Bye!